And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world. WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here. You may be listening to us on the computer downloads tonight. On the internet, and we appreciate you. You may be listening on your shortwave, or you may be in your old truck heading down the road. Wherever you may be, you are joining Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Got a great one for you tonight, the apocalypse. which is right up on us, it seems like, ladies and gentlemen. The super volcanoes, the pestilence, the disease, the threat of asteroids, comets, planets, the Antichrist, global warming, nuclear war, economic disasters after disasters. If you just look at New York, this is Babylon at its best, and Wall Street is a perfect example of the money changers, and we are having people that are actually sitting in, or what we call protesting, the money changers of all things, the nerve of people that would demand justice to do away with the Federal Reserve. No wonder the apocalypse is on us. You know, the Bible says that the devil will know that he has but a short time. Now, if you look at time and dates as a Mayan spiritual cycle, the Mayan calendar that we've heard so much about it in the last few years was sacred, and it was religious. The Mayan grand cycle of evolution will culminate on December the 21st, 2012 AD, and a lot of people think that the time of the trials on earth, judgment day, the time of great purification, the end of creation, the quickening, the time of trouble, the end of time as we know it, the shift of the ages, the apocalypse, and even Armageddon. Are we headed for that, folks? Now, a lot of people believe so. Look at some of the people in the past, or these cultures and wise men of the past. And Christ spoke of this in Matthew 24. We'll tell you a little bit more about his prophecy. We'll discuss the Mayans, the Hopi Indians, and the Egyptians, the Kabbalists, the Essenes, the Navajo, the Cherokee, the Apache, the Dogons, the Aborigines, all of these great cycles of the timekeepers referred to the ending in 20 and 12. Now, these Mayans were known worldwide, if we would like to start with them, and they became artists, mathematical geniuses, scientific achievements, and the great attention to detail, and they constructed stone monuments and pyramids with precise mathematics built with purpose, and they figured these dates and left them to ensure that future generations would be alerted to the end of this great 26,000 year cycle in 20 and 12. Now, we have the tumblers on the lock of the money changers slowly turning into place. We see that the new world order is on a, look like they're on a fast track. Now, if you know why, Satan knows that he has but a short time, and in this short time, he's going to achieve some remarkable, outstanding, if you will, achievements on his own. The Bible gives him this due. And you got to give him his due, folks. He's done a well of a job so far, so good. He has literally brought the world at this point. Now, we're just a little over 100 days from the beginning of 2012 on our calendar. Now, the cycle that corresponds also to a 26,000-year relationship is the central star of the Seven Sisters Pleiades constellation. And according to the Maya, the future which lies beyond this date is literally a new world age, a new world age, a new creation, or an apocalypse. And they believe that this occultation of time was in December the 21st, 2012. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This generation is in a time that is unfolding so fast. Let's look at the world scene again and go back to New York, where they're literally marching in the street, and their anger is directed against the Wall Street money changers. Now, these are a famous group of people led by, if you will, the Red Shield of Rothschild and Goldman Sachs. Rothschild owns Goldman Sachs, and they literally control the money apparatus around the world. They're linked to London, all the major cities in the world, Paris, Moscow, New York, some of the great London, England, some of the great cities around the earth. But in 2012, do they know that they have but a short time? And is there going to be a spiritual awakening? Do you begin to see that the awakening is against the money changers? Of all things, I never thought I'd see the day that we would have thousands upon thousands of people converge on Babylon the Great in New York City, the home of Wall Street, the home of the Federal Reserve System, where Satan will know that he has but a short time. Now, what would he do if you were in his shoes? What would you do? Well, I believe that I would continue with this economic crash that is planned purposely to plunge. Now, here's what's going to take your mind off the money changers. A war. The Third World War could possibly happen in 2012. Many of the pointers or the road signs marked along the way are indicating that it could be a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, there is a scripture in the Bible that tells us in Revelations 3 and 9, and 2 and 9 also, that there's a group of people that claims to be Jews. Now, the Jews have the distinctive honor of being God's chosen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the true house of Israel is the scattered 10 tribes. And then we have the house of Yehuda or Judah. And in that house, there is those that claim to be Jews and are not. And this could get very, very scary down the road as these reacting money changers who control the world. They own all of the wealth. 3% of this small money changing group own 97% of the world's wealth, with the lion's shower of going directly to the Rothschilds, who control this red socialist communist belief system that they've always employed. And the reason why is because they can rule from the seat of authority with this totalitarian system that they're trying to install worldwide. It's working well in Europe. The European Union is on the ropes financially. They're in trouble. The banks are in trouble. We're being told, and I've read reports, that the Bank of America, which is the largest bank in the United States for these private holders of this great wealth, this is just a symbol that it represents this system that is chained to the money changers. Now, we know what Christ did. He went into the temple, and the earth could be his temple at this age. And the day that Babylon falls could be in one day. Here in the next year, it could possibly happen. I'm not saying it will. But it could possibly begin the end when you see the abomination. Now, we're going to talk about the continuation of part one, where we talked about the Antichrist, known as the false Messiah, we could call him that, a counterfeit, that will come upon the scene in the apocalypse as we look into it, and we could see some of the things that the devil has got going. Now, let me tell you that the time is now, according to the Bible, when we have all of the prophecies indicating that the tumblers on this system of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, would like to draw you some similarities or symbolism as it fits into this age when the time of Babylon or the money changers, let's just hope that they're run out of town, let's hope they close Wall Street, this financial maze that they developed in creating paper money out of thin air. It's worthless. And right now, the Federal Reserve is printing money without any foreign nations coming and offering to buy up the debt. So then, that means that they're just printing $100 bills, and it's going out like it's going out of style. Nobody's buying it, but they're printing the money, and that brings inflation, loss of jobs, and the political system. If you notice the Republicans, we need to create jobs. Well, the Democrats believe that you spend money to create jobs. Therefore, we had the stimulus in 2008 until 2011. That's not worked. It's failed miserably. And so then, somebody needs to arrive on the scene to change the atmosphere drastically. And what better than the first horse that arrives? He's the white horse. He's not a black, he's not a pale, he's not a red. He's a white horse. Now, we left off in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, where we were reading that Satan himself, the God of this world, will make a grand entrance, because he's got to show himself sooner or later, folks, as he sits in the temple of God. Now, there's many gods, so this is just another god sitting in a temple called God's. It's going to be built for him by these unsuspecting people that will accept this false Messiah. And who better than the Jews that say that they are Jews and are not? Wouldn't it fit right into the plan of Satan to cause them to build him a temple? And if these are his children, they're not Jews, but they say they are. And we got these Jews that have gained through the magic of the Federal Reserve this great way of manufacturing wealth out of nothing. It's amazing. Deception will be the rule. Christ warned us in Matthew 24, the first warning, take heed that you be not deceived. He knew that a financial, economical ruling of the nations would be taken over by a power that had the ability to think up a plan that could create wealth with paper. Wealth used to be, and still is, by the way, except on a limited vision of people that would seek to have this wealth. Most people have paper, 401ks. They trusted the banking system. And this is part of the deception of the horsemen of the apocalypse. And we'll show you quickly how this is going to turn from the white horse of deception with Satan coming in as the Messiah. He will be accepted as the Messiah. And guess what? 2/3, if not more, of the Christians will be caught up in this deception of the Messiah, who is nothing but a counterfeit, as he comes in to deceive the very elect with all power, all signs, and lying wonders. Did you know that the temple artifacts, I discussed this in the last segment of part one. In part two, I'd like to remind you that these articles that are required to get the temple underway are already at this moment being addressed with the Catholic Church being involved in some of the artifacts that needs to go into the temple according to some of the strict rules of these Pharisees that have the ability to prepare. Beware of them, Christ said. The four horsemen, the first one is conquest. Now, the New World Order is a form of the white horse. They're friendly. Nobody knows where they're at. We talk about a hidden elite, the force, the 13 elders that run the world, the 13 families, blue bloods that we call them, that run the world. We don't even know where they're at. That's stealth. That's deception at its highest order. The white horse and the rider can now be interpreted to be the Antichrist or the anti-Messiah or the fake Messiah, and Christians will join in we're told, that many will be deceived. Just how many, Pastor Buddy, would you say that would be deceived? Well, the Bible makes it frightfully plenty, and only a few that will protest and resist. Everyone whose name is not on the Lamb's book. Now, there's something of a divine order that's kept somewhere in the heart of man. And when this trigger date of 20 and 12, it could actually possibly loose, if you will, a pouring out, because we're entering the age of Aquarius. And instead of having the end, Christ said, he said, the time will come wars and rumors of wars, famine, pestilence. Look at our nation. The United States is being taken down fast. We have declined. We have the largest debt in the world. We were supposed to be the lender, and we were. Because this nation was founded on Christian principles, with the Bible being the number one book. Our forefathers and fathers just used the Bible as the principle to set the Constitution. All of them feared our Creator, and every one of these were white European descendants of what we call the Caucasians that developed this great system that is now being destroyed with the races that come in and demand through socialism a piece of the pie. This pie is being divided up at the expense of those who developed it and made it the world's envy of nations. Right now, there's enough people that are appearing in the last days with Satan sitting in the wings waiting for the proper time. And the Bible says that these evil spirits will go forth and they will set the tone or make the way or open up the gate of the temple, being sure it will be built even in troubled times. We're closer to a third world war than you can ever imagine in 20 and 12, possibly, that the cleansing would start with a war. Now, it could be the war to end all wars, or as Saddam said, the mother of all wars. The Third World War will be nuclear. It will be about bread and water. It's an economic war that is going to be fought with nations against nation until these three unclean spirits that's in the mouth of a frog. Now we're talking about Satan and depicting him as a nasty, wet, slimy frog with a long, flicking tongue of deception. So the white horse could be Antichrist in nature coming in unaware. The Bible says that when they say peace and safety, then shall come sudden destruction. This could come upon us even as this nation and the nations in Europe, the stronghold of the Caucasian races, is being overrun by the hordes of colors, and the danger that it represents, it could be like the Four Horsemen, conquest, war. That would be the red horse. The black horse would be famine and death. Conquest, war, famine, and the pale horse, death. And that's what Satan came to do. Kill, steal, destroy, and bring death. Now, if we notice that the color white would represent that people will be deceived by this deception, and they will actually accept this false Christ to come in and sit in the temple with the power of the Christian church. This religious system that has arisen to support the belief that these people, even Satan himself, would be the Messiah, and that the Jews would be God's chosen people, and the Christians who support the Jews, who actually believe they're God's chosen people, would support the building of this temple and the great deception. The Bible said he would deceive the very elect through this Antichrist in disguise. Now, what's he going to do? Who can make war with this false Messiah? He's going to bring in technology. He's going to bring in knowledge. The whole world will wonder after him, whose names are not on the Lamb's book. And to follow him, we have the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse to follow. Now, when Satan comes in, he's going to reign but a short time until everything begins to fall apart for him as he sets up this deception, and it'll work for a short time. You know what he's going to do? He's going to wear out the saints, according to Daniel. Wear out the saints. That means he's coming to make war with the saints. Folks, there's already an oppressive spirit, satanic in its nature, warring against Yahweh's laws. Right now, we are at Tabernacles. And the deception and the misery, the wars, the cares of this life has turned people's minds. They'd rather invest in the things of the world than to invest in the kingdom principle, to serve Yahweh, to fear him, and to keep his commandments, which is the whole duty of man. But the world has gone to the world. They that love the world, the love of the Father is not in them, according to the Bible. And so then, we have a great falling away. Remember what the Scripture says? The end shall not come. We're seeing the beginning of this great deceptive white horse power that's coming upon the earth to deceive even the very elect. And in that time, brother will betray brother. That spirit's already prevailing in the land. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the season of Tabernacles. We just celebrated the Feast of Trumpets. And we just went through Atonement. These are holy days and holy ways to remember and to keep this forever. We were commanded to fail not to assemble and to carry on the family tradition of teaching these things to our children. Well, what's the children learning about today? Halloween is the biggest day in October. It's not Tabernacles. It's Halloween. Let's go Halloweening. Let's dress up like devils and let us go out and be devils. And so the Bible says, before the appearance of the red horse, which generally represents war, and I told you that the Third World War is coming. Now, what's going to take your mind off the economic plight? This is all a plan of the New World Order. First, get rid of jobs. Let people stand in the soup lines like they did in 1929. Oh, how obedient they became to socialism. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can remember my dad under Roosevelt, who was nothing but a Edomite Jew, not the true House of Israel. Don't get it confused. Stay on the page with me here, that all of those who claim to be Jews are not. Some of the ones I'm mentioning are not, because they proved themselves to be socialist and evil money changers who have 97% of the wealth amassed here in this day as I speak. Now, these large banks, which are crying all the way to the bank with crocodile tears because we bailed them out since 2008, and do you believe it? That another bailout is possible coming up, where we have to borrow another couple of $1 trillion to bail out Wall Street and the money changers as they siphon off the profits in these large corporations. You see, now the Democrats and the Republicans have the best of both worlds. One claims to be for the working man, the other for the companies. Of course, the great Satan of the White Horse era, he could bring so much deception that they could deceive the very elect, and in political terms, we're being deceived. Because the corporations under Mr. Obama, of all things now, listen to this. The corporations have made more money under Obama than they did under George Bush, who was nothing but a corporation man. Mr. Obama is a corporation man, and big money for the bankers talks, and it rules in Washington, D.C., both Republican and Democrat. Now, you say, well, Pastor Betty, what are they doing in the street? You say that they're protesting the money changers. Well, yes, but the type of protesters are nothing but these socialists that wants a piece of the pie. They're tired of all of the profit going to the Federal Reserve and the international bankers. They want to share in the profits of the money changers. Now, that's a bad, bad bunch of guys. Can you believe that they would march up there and want to become recipients of socialist handouts to which they have been given for the last couple of years? Ladies and gentlemen, this is another peel of the onion as they seek to destroy and to deceive under this white horse that we're talking about here, that's coming up on the scene very shortly to sit in the temple of God and show himself that he is God, deceiving the very elect. Now, we have also in these times, according to Christ, we're going to have wars and rumors of wars. We're going to have pestilence. We're going to have famine. We're going to have earthquakes in many places. We're going to have incoming asteroids, and they're in the news. I don't know where you know about it or not, but we got them coming. And as sooner or later, one could possibly strike the Earth. Great loss of life. We could have a pole shift. All these probabilities are wrapped up in this coming year to make or break this system that is now thriving, with Satan bringing in, with deception, a time of trouble such as never be seen, and then come and bring all the answers to those troubles. Do you think that the Christians would probably beat their swords into plowshares? Do you think they would go up to Jerusalem once a year to worship this rider of the white horse that's sitting in the temple as God, who doeth so many great wonders that he would deceive even the very elect? That's what we got to face. Even before we get to the red horse, which represents war, and I've told you that there's a war that is coming behind this economic depression. War is always the answer to good times. Remember after the Second World War? Remember after the First World War? Of those that can remember it, but read history and it'll tell you. I can remember the Second World War. Man, we all went to work in the factories. Housing. I mean, a boom that just recently ended. And we were spoiled. That was by design. The rider of the second horse, which represents war, from the color that he represents, blood spilled on the battlefield. He carries a great sword, which represents battle and fighting, a time of trouble spoken of by the Messiah, the true Messiah, not the false one, but the true Messiah. He said it will be a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, that's these 12 tribes minus Judah and Benjamin, the two tribes that weren't connected to the 10 lost tribes, which gives us a total of 12, with Dan in the circle of the north, in the great circle of time. We represent the 13 tribes that are to be saved because they are chosen from the foundation of the world. They have the name of the Father in their forehead. They will recognize Him. They will call Him Father. They will speak His name. And they will call upon Him. And they that do, He will hear from heaven. Even in the time of the red horse, which will cultivate here shortly in the Third World War. Now quickly, the third horseman will come in, riding a black horse. Now, a black horse we call famine. Isn't that what the Messiah, the true Messiah, said? There shall be famine. But you know there's people that can afford it. I'm not one of them, but there's people that can afford it, are foreseeing famine. Did you know that there could be a food shortage in 2 years? We're gathering here at the festival. Starting Wednesday of Tabernacles, we'll be meeting here, and we will be discussing some of these situations and praying to our Father to see us through the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse, which is death. That's Well, I'll save that to talk about in the end. But it will all happen when Satan will come in the time of peace. He's not coming in a time of trouble. The one that's coming in a time of trouble is Yahweh. He's coming back in a flame of fire after the white horse and his rider sits in the temple and all the world worshiping him, whose names are not on the Lamb's book. It's going to be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Now let me cover this black horse quickly and the pale horse, and then we'll come back to Satan and his armies of deceived who will support him, even killing you, thinking that they're doing the God sitting in Jerusalem a favor. Now, it's a symbol of a famine. And when he had opened the third seal, this is Revelation 6:5 and 6:6. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Now, listen to me. Choose this day who you'll serve. Are you going to fall for the God that will appear in the flesh? Satan, who will be a beautiful angel as God himself, as Christ, or as the true Messiah? We're first going to have a false one. And notice what he said. He that sat on the black horse had a pair of balances, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny." That's famine, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. "Three measures of barley for a penny. And see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Now, as an interpretation of that, a loaf of bread, it's been calculated that a loaf of bread would cost you more than a day's wages for someone working very, very cheaply in the marketplace, but having to give his whole day's wages for a loaf of bread. Can you believe? Let's say a man made $50 a day. And a loaf of bread at $50, you would be glad to get it if there was a famine. There was a time of a famine in Israel that you can read about. This has happened. Nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. It's coming back again to you, and it may be hitting home soon in the year of 2012. I'm not saying it will. But it may be the beginning of the white horse factor, the red horse, the black horse, and finally the pale horse. This could be the year that brings in the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Did you know that the horse that is called red, and as I said, represents blood, it's a fake blood. Instead of giving you peace from the blood that you got from the true Messiah, you'll get a fake blood of death, hell, and the grave by the false Messiah, who will wear out the saints of the Most High, killing them, thinking he'll have all the world to see, thinking that he's getting rid of the scum or the resistors or cleaning up the planet on behalf of the true Messiah. Now, the fourth horseman and his color is pale. It's a color that is sickly. And those of pestilence, that is stated, is death. The Greek word interpreted as pale is Paisley. The horse is sometimes translated as pale, pale green, or green. The pale greenish color of the forest horse could mean fear, oh my, sickness, decay, death, and large pandemics. His horse is thin and weak instead of being strong and healthy. Notice what it says in 6 and 8 of Revelation. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him to take peace from the earth. Linked at the time that the true Messiah is going to appear, and the whole earth will mourn, and he will come and destroy Satan, that rider of the white horse, who is going to be taking his place in the temple at Jerusalem. Well, now, we got a dilemma with the religion of Islam. We have Judaism, Islam, and Christianity all converging on Jerusalem. Will it be a place designated as a neutral city, no longer represented by one faction? Because these three spirits that came out of the mouth of the frog, and you can read there who they are, who I think they are. You see, Christianity has become apostate. And if you look at the religion of Islam, they don't even have a savior. You have to save yourself. Well, Christianity at least has a savior, but they're deceived by thinking that the Antichrist is the savior, and he would deceive the very elect, it says. And so then, we've got these three major religions, Judaism, and I know them that are saved, they're Jews and are not. This is the faction that's working right now with the money changers on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve and all this system called Babylon will fall in one day, and it's going to be caused by Babylon itself. Now, I know that the Messiah says that Babylon will fall. He was just telling you what the New World Order will do to you when it falls. You're going to hurt. There's going to be war. There's going to be famine. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be conquest. And death is going to follow quickly when all of this culminates in the apocalypse of the four horsemen. Prepare. Get ready. And I saw in 6 and 4, there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him that rode the red horse a great sword. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that these three religions are still, right now, this moment, warring against each other. With Christianity being the aggressor as a Christian nation, America is extended against Islam. They say it's not a war of religion, but it is, because the people of the Muslim faith are fighting, volunteers, if you will, to come against the great Satanists, as they call us, as we go into foreign countries and occupy them for things that we're told is for a democratic society, when we don't even have one ourselves. We have a pretense to democracy, and democracy is mob rule. A theocracy is a government ruled by Yahweh. This nation was put together by men who loved the Bible and took it for granted, if you will, that the Constitution would always only be represented by Christians, and instead we'd become a democracy, not a Christian nation. We're not ruled by Christian nation. We can't even say the word God. We can't even pledge the allegiance to the flag. They took the Bible reading out of schools, and notice what happened to this nation. Yahweh plagued her, trying to get her to repent, and she don't repent. With this Babylon system that we have, as they represent the money changers and giving you good times, oh, don't worry, we've taken good care of you so far. Trust us. Until we get down to the end of the pale horse, where there will be death and carnage like has never been seen since there was a nation or a time of a nation, and it will be the time of Jacob and his trouble. That means that the true house of Israel, a particular people, a family chosen by Yahweh to be those of his family. The whole family in heaven and earth is called by my name. I've got to get off here. We're in festival. We'll begin here Wednesday. If you'd like to attend the festival, just call Pastor Buddy. Area code 423-351-1082. And you can call Pastor Buddy's cell phone, if you would like. That's 423-333-0392. Give us a call here at the Kingsgate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. If you would like to attend, just give Pastor Buddy a call and let us know you're coming. And attend the festival with people that know about the white horse and the one that sits thereon, who's coming to deceive the whole world. But it's not possible if you are an elect that Yahweh has put his name in your forehead, given you the knowledge of what's happening in the end time. Many will be deceived, even of those that are pure, because they haven't studied. They got cold. They got indifferent. They'd rather do other things than to study and fast and pray and seek Yahweh. But there is a people that is called by his name, a small remnant in the earth. It's people that already drove hundreds of miles to get here and have already gotten here 2 or 3 days early. Other people are on the way tomorrow. They'll be coming in here between now and Wednesday when we have our festival begin. We'll end on the 19th, so you've got time to come and fellowship us. If you like good Holy Ghost truth, not Holy Ghost disguised, of people that claim to be holy and are not, because we know those Pharisees that claim to be holy and we're not. We're talking about genuine love, knowing the truth and standing for it. That is what Yahweh's all about. If you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight, my time is coming down, believe it or not. I've got to get off here. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on 5890 WWCR. We're going west tonight on the transponders, the computer downloads, so you can get us anywhere in the world, worldwide. We hope and trust that you'll call somebody and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call can be picked up on worldwide internet by just going to WWCR and finding us. And you can also download us on the OneYahweh.com. You can get a connection on OneYahweh.com, and you can hear the messages that Bob has got uploaded there. Right up to this message here will be loaded soon. But you can hear us on OneYahweh.com on the messages that we've recorded for your listening pleasure at your convenience and in the privacy of your home. And we know we go as far as Phoenix. I got a telephone call from a brother from Phoenix yesterday, and we talked with him, and it was good to talk to someone that far out west on 5890 WWCR, and we know that we go farther than that. And at times we can be heard, if you will, plumb into Europe. And so then, you can hear Pastor Buddy, you can get on the worldwide internet and hear us anywhere in the world. So we remind you, and if you be a good statesman and a good missionary, call somebody and tell them Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on every Saturday night at 11 p.m. on the Eastern time frame and on 10 o'clock Central going west. We will be coming in real early as we go to Mountain Time out in Colorado and beyond, going west. So then, you can listen to us early if you're in the Western time zones, or you can listen to us late if you're in the Eastern time zone. If you have nothing to do, we invite you to tune in to Pastor Buddy, and we will be giving you some more times after the festival's over. We're celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles. Can't wait. Plenty of good food will be cooked on your behalf. We have places to take showers, and all you got to do is bring your tent and camp out with us here on the property of the King's Gate Inn. We love you tonight. We appreciate you. And we're so thankful that you sat in with us tonight on the Horseman of the Apocalypse that is coming up very soon. And rest assured that the meek shall inherit the earth. Wait patiently for him and fret not because of the him who prospers in his way under Babylon, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. That's Satan. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon Yahweh shall inherit the earth. May Yahweh take a good blessing and send it your way, and may you be blessed abundantly. We'll see you. Don't forget the festival in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Tabernacles, starting Wednesday. Yahweh bless. Thank you.